Support for the Lyric Stage is provided in part by you, the listeners of the Classical Network. Go to WWFM.org to become a member or to renew your membership in the global listening community that is the Classical Network, WWFM.org. And thank you. Hello and welcome to the Lyric Stage. I'm Mike Hera. Tonight we present Ravel's opera L'Enfant et le Sortilège, The Child and the Spells, a lyric fantasy in one act with a libretto by Colette. The Paris Opera asked Colette to write the scenario for a fairy ballet during World War I, and her choice to compose the music was Ravel. Progress was slow due to Ravel's health and other work, but he turned his full attention to it in 1924 and finally completed it in early 1925. With the premiere in Monte Carlo conducted by Victor de Sabatat and choreographed by George Balanchine. Ravel said of this premiere production, "Our work requires an extraordinary production. The roles are numerous and the phantasmagoria is constant. Following the principles of American operetta, dancing is continually and intimately intermingled with the action." End of quote. The idea started as a ballet, but Ravel suggested it be an opera. It arrived in Paris at the Opera Comique in February 1926 with one of those wonderfully chaotic audiences that seemed to Paris specialty during this time. Colette wrote that it was playing twice a week before a packed but turbulent house. The modernists applaud and shout down the others, and during the Miaud duet, there's a fearful uproar. As can be implied by the remarks both by Ravel and Colette, there's much going on in this opera that inspired the fearful uproar that Colette describes. It's the story of a rude child who is reprimanded by the objects in his room, which he has been destroying. After being scolded by his mother in the beginning of the opera, the child throws a tantrum, destroying the room around him. He is then surprised to find that the unhappy objects in his room come to life. The furniture and decorations begin to talk. Even his homework takes shape as it becomes an old man and a chorus of numbers. In part two, the bedroom becomes a garden filled with singing animals and plants, which the child has also tortured. He attempts to make friends with the animals and plants, but they shun him, and in his loneliness he eventually cries out, "Mama." At this, the animals turn on him and attack him. But they wind up jostling among each other as the child is tossed aside, and as part of the uproar, a squirrel is hurt, and the animals stop fighting. The child bandages the squirrel, then collapses exhausted. The animals see this and have a change of heart toward the child. They carry him back to his house, singing his praises. The opera ends as the child sings "Mama" to greet his mother. Our cast today is from a concert performance in 2008, featuring the Berlin Philharmonic, conducted by Sir Simon Rattle, and also the Berlin Philharmonic Chorus, Magdalena Kozina, Annick Massy, Nathalie Stutzman, Sophie Koch, and José Van Damme are among the cast, and we'll have the complete listing for you at the end of the opera. Sit back now and enjoy Maurice Ravel's L'Enfant et le Sortilège, The Child and the Spells.
Thank you. j'ai pas envie de faire ma page. J'ai envie d'aller me promener. J'ai envie de manger tous les gâteaux. J'ai envie de tirer la queue du chat et de couper celle de l'écureuil. J'ai envie de gronder tout le monde. J'ai envie de mettre ma roue en pénitence.
Le pouf
et la chaise de
paille. Ne voudront pli ne voudrons plus de l'enfant.
Plus
je ne peux plus m'arrêter de sonner. Je ne sais plus l'heure qu'il est. Il m'a ôté mon balancier. J'ai d'affreuses douleurs de ventre. J'ai un courant d'air dans mon centre. Et je commence à divaguer. Ding, ding, ding. Laissez-moi au moins passer. Que j'aille cacher ma honte. Sonner ainsi à mon âge. Moi, qui sonnais de douces heures. Heure de dormir, heure de veiller. Heure qui ramène celui qu'on attend. Heure bénie. Méchant enfant, peut-être que s'il ne m'eût mutilé, rien n'aurait jamais changé dans cette demeure. Peut-être qu'aucun n'y fut jamais mort. Si j'avais pu continuer de sonner, toutes pareilles les unes aux autres, les heures. Ah, laissez-moi cacher ma honte et ma douleur, le nez contre le mur.
Sur la terre, tous les dieux bienveillants qui tournent entre le vent.
Blonde parlons du 6 mètres, la tintra.
Mon Dieu, c'est l'arithmétique.
Tic, tic, tic.
Tic, tic, tic.
4 et 4, 18. 11 et 6, 25. 4 et 4, 18. C'est pas 9, 33.
7, 3, 9, 33. 4 et 4,
18.
11 et 6, 6. 4 et 4,
18.
1 000 mètres, centimètres, décimètres, décamètres, hectomètres, kilomètres, myriamètres, fautimètres, quel fait être des millions, des billions, des trillions, des fraxicons.
Thank you.
Je ne peux plus.
ça.
Un bison, un bison, le fer qui pique entre les barreaux. J'ai pu fuir, mais tes quatre petites mains mouillées ne volent pas les miennes.
Que dis-tu? Je ne connais pas la cacacage. Je connais la mouche comme jette, plouc, et le chiffon rouge, plouc. La va-viens, je bondis, on me prend, je m'échappe, je reviens, plouc.
Sans cervelle, tu auras mon sort. Il souffre, il est blessé, il saigne. Il faut lier la main, étancher le sang. Que faire? Il sait, lui, guérir le mal. Que faire? Nous l'avons blessé.
Il appelait tout à l'heure. Il a crié un mot, un seul mot, maman. C'est là qu'est le secours. Ramenons-le, Ronnie. Il faut que l'on entende là-bas le mot qu'il a crié tout à l'heure. Essayons de crier le mot.
The animals have taken their revenge on the child, but have a change of heart when they see his kindness toward the injured squirrel. Exhausted, the child collapses, and the animals gather him up, carrying him home, back to his mother. And he greets his mother in the last measure of the opera. Maurice Ravel's L'Enfant et le Sortilège with the libretto by Colette. The cast included Magdalena Kozena as the child, the princess, Annick Massy, Nathalie Stutzman sang Mama, Sophie Koch sang one of the cats, José Van Damme sang a tree, among others, François Leroux sang the other cat, among other roles as well, Jean-Paul Foucault and Moyuk Erdman also appeared in the cast, and there were soloists from the Berlin Philharmonic Chorus as well. The singers doubled and even tripled roles in this opera, with its abundance of animals and furniture and other phantasmagoric characters. Sir Simon Rattle conducting the Berlin Philharmonic Orchestra and Chorus in support of the soloist from this live concert performance in 2008. Gérard Suzet now with two songs from Ravel's song cycle dating from 1906, Histoire naturelle, to the poetry of Jules Renard, The Peacock, and The Swan. The pianist is Jacqueline Bonneau.
Il lune afin que des nuages floconneux qu'il voit naître bouger et se perdre dans l'eau. C'est l'un d'eux qu'il désire. Il le visse du bec et il plonge tout à coup son col vêtu de neige. Un bras de femme sort d'une manche, il le retire. Il n'a rien. Il regarde. Les nuages effarouchés ont disparu. Il ne reste qu'un instant désabusé, car les nuages tardent peu à revenir. Et là-bas, où meurent les ondulations de l'eau, en voici un qui se reforme. Qu'est-ce que je dis? Chaque fois qu'il plonge, il fouille du bec la vase nourrissante et ramène un verre. Il engraisse comme une oie.
Two songs from Ravel's song cycle from 1906, Histoire naturelle, The Peacock and the Swan, the proud peacock, always predicting his wedding, but which is always postponed till tomorrow, and the sedate swan, eventually getting its prey. Gerard Suzet sang the songs, and his pianist was Jacqueline Bonneau. Jules Renard was the poet. I'm Mike Hara. Thanks very much for listening to The Lyric Stage this week, and be sure and join us again next time. The Lyric Stage is brought to you by the generosity of listener and member Donald Mills of Princeton, New Jersey.